gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Family Matters, MASC's weekly radio show. MASC, Mothers and Fathers Alliance, saving kids, kids of all ages, all stages, whether it's for mental health or addiction, school issues, whatever it is you may need to help your loved one, you can call the MASC Confidential Helpline at 718-758-0400. Maybe you want to write down our number for yourself, your spouse, your neighbor, someone you sit next to in shul. Again, our confidential number from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. for all referrals, whether it's for therapy, inpatient, outpatient, whether it's for your addictions, for all mental health issues, please feel free to call anonymously, 718-758-0400. And if somebody wants to get a free naloxone kit, a Narcan kit, that is for prevention of overdose on opioids, only opioids, feel free to call the MASC office. And we can even train you in your home. We will come to your home. We will show you how to use the kit. If you have somebody that is struggling with opioids, this way you can have it in case, God forbid, an emergency. You will have that in your home so that it's an easy inhaler through the nose, and we will train you and give you a free kit. So, again, call MASC so that you may be able to help your loved one struggling with opioids. Wow, tonight we have such an exciting show, which is painful, yet so brave, full of courage. And that is, we have with us the famous Mayor Kay, the internet personality. Mayor, thank you for being on our show tonight. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Baruch Hashem, thank God. It's good to be here, and thank you. Thank you, Mass, for having this program, the service that you provide, and having me on this show.
Well, Mayor, you know, you have so many, I looked, and you have like over a million followers. I mean, Mayor, we talk serious on the Family Matters show, so people must be wondering, like, why are you bringing Mayor Kay on? Mayor, you have something that you spoke about on your platform, on your mic drop, about battling with depression. And I want my listeners to be able to hear directly from you what your journey battling depression is and was like. So I want to thank you for having that courage, for coming on the show firsthand talking about depression. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, my absolute pleasure. It's, my brand, and I think a lot of people do know me for my positive outlook and mindset. And that's something that I was caring for and still stand for till today, of course. But for some time, I just stay away, and I just didn't embrace the parts of my life which were more darker, and the times when I did battle depression, and continue to grow within that world. And, you know, and I think it's fantastic that people are more keen to listening and the conversations are coming to the surface. And like you mentioned, the more recent and public way that I did go out and speak about it was through the platform Mic Drop, which any of your listeners could go and see the full video on my YouTube channel or their YouTube channel, and get the full picture. And I'm more than happy and quite excited to delve into this conversation, because I do believe it's so important for this to get less stigmatized, for people to understand that they are not alone. Depression, mental illness is such a broad term, but whatever the individual may be going through, any type of addiction, any type of depression feeds and builds in a world of aloneness. When a person feels alone and cut off, that is where it can manifest the most. So in those moments, understanding and being aware, having some self-awareness of like when I was feeling, and later on, recently, you know, by practicing certain tools and by being in the conversation, I can now, you know, my reaction time is a lot less, and is a lot quicker than what it used to be. So instead of allowing myself to fall down a deep down rabbit hole, spiral of this darkness and sadness, I'm able to build myself a structure of health and fulfillment. And even when those times do get rough, I'm able to tap into my resources, tap into my toolbox, tap into with friends and family, and really turn around before anything really takes place.
Right, and that is our main message, is feeling of hope, and that you're not alone. I know you named your YouTube platform on this topic of depression, You Are Not Alone. And we want to make sure that no one is alone that is struggling, whether it's depression, anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenia, whatever mental health issues. Those that are suffering should never feel that they're alone. I mean, it's hard enough when someone has depression, they describe it to be, like you said, you know, like a dark cloud. And sometimes people would say to someone that's depressed, you know, tell me how I could help you. That's the positive. That's a good thing to say. Or, you are not alone, I'm here for you. Or, I may not be able to understand, but I'm here to help you. The don't say kind of things, it's all in your head. I mean, that's probably the worst thing that somebody could say to somebody struggling with depression. And many people go through hard times, but depression, clinical depression, is something that you need treatment. You must have some treatment in order to start your journey, and included in family support, like you say, your toolbox of family support, friends, community, work area, wherever you may pick. So let's go back to Mayor, to you, and you were suffering, you were battling with depression. At what age did it start for you that you were aware to name it depression?
When I was aware of it when I was 14, late 13, 14, my first year in yeshiva, I skipped a grade, and from living at home and going to a day school and elementary, a couple hours a day of Hebrew studies, a couple hours a day of secular studies, very relaxed sort of setting. A big shift in my reality was when I was in Purim Yeshiva and skipped eighth grade and was put into a 14-hour a day of full learning system where, you know, it's a lot more intense. And coupled with the fact that the yeshiva, like, tripled in size that year, there wasn't a lot of individual attention. I was experiencing bullying verbally and physically as well. A combination of all those things, a loss of sense of identity of my surroundings and everything, I fell into this, you know, I was feeling these new feelings that I hadn't really felt before. And then eventually I started to feel nothing at all. You know, the way the body shuts off those emotions to sort of in its own way protect itself. So that was a journey on its own, and there was something up. Thank God my parents were intuitive. They understood. They, after some time seeing, you know, the way I was being, I am the oldest in my family, so my parents didn't, you know, have to deal with this beforehand, but they were, you know, very much aware, and they stood up and stood by me. And for that, I'm totally grateful. And so they started putting me, after seeing that the system was just not working, you know, me not slowly not showing up to class, losing appetite, interest to communicate and talk, sleeping in, for most of the day, just really losing my zest for life. And I was always known to have, you know, lots of energy and to be engaging. And that's where I thrive in. It would seem the opposite really, you know, ring some bells. And so the plan was, and what was executed was for me to go to therapy.
So like you mentioned, there are ways to spot when your children, your spouse, yourself, is feeling depressed, to figure out whether or not you really need to see a professional, like feeling sad or empty, feeling hopeless, irritable, anxious, or even angry. Some people, it's a loss of interest at work or family or pleasurable activities. You know, feeling very tired, not wanting to get out of bed. Not just, you know, regular, not wanting to get out of bed to wash the floors or go to school or, you know, do your regular activities, but where it's really difficult to get out of bed, where you can't, you just can't put your right foot forward, and not being able to concentrate, not being able to even sleep is an issue for many. So these are some of the areas that you can spot whether or not one's depressed. Now, you know, they say women, men are different, how, you know, women are more likely than men to have a common mental health problem. Women are twice as likely to be diagnosed with anxiety, you know, issues or disorders. They say 10% of mothers and 6% of fathers have mental health issues. But there are many families that it's genetic. I mean, your mother, your father, your aunt, your uncle, your sister, your brother could be suffering, and it's in the family. So sometimes you can't even fight it because it's part of your genes, your MO of how you are wired, and it's okay to get help. Let's talk about therapy. When you finally
Just realize, for the record.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry for the record. Yeah, for the record, I don't think, I mean, in my family, thank God, it's safe to say that it's not something, that's not the case. I don't know if you're talking
no,
to the actual
we're
audience.
We're not discussing
and,
you in particular about
oh, okay,
family.
Great. Yeah,
correct.
Just to clear it up.
Correct.
Just to clear it up.
It could be one person in a family that has it, but then there could be families that it's in the, you know, that there are others. Yes.
Totally. And also, it's safe to say that I haven't, you know, I definitely have developed, you know, I've had depression come and go and throughout my teens, 20s. Till today, though, I haven't been diagnosed as anything like clinical depression. Which is you know, whether it were or not, it's definitely something that I have experienced. It's been very, very real. And something that actually I do recall when my dad was telling me to bring up the conversation of therapy, I threw him off. I was like, no, not happening, not going on. And that was me, my scared self, worried about looking good. You know, I didn't want to be the kid who's going to see a therapist. It was that stigma that was coming up, that fear of being different. So that definitely was something, my first initial reaction. That took some convincing and support from my parents for me to go. And I'm glad that I did. And those viewpoints have tremendously changed since then. But it's something very real. And that's definitely a reaction from the get-go. I know many people experience, like myself, when help is right there, willing to come and help, and certain steps need to be taken, you know, whether it's going to see a therapist, professional, and whatnot, to automatically say, no, I don't want to, you know, to defend. But really, it's just all so pointless and for no reason at all, because the other side, you mentioned, it takes courage, it takes vulnerability, it takes letting go. and asking for help. You know, a lot of us, I know for myself included, was very afraid, or didn't know how to, or didn't, you know, what's the right approach to ask somebody without, there's no right approach, right? It's just about going, sharing, expressing, and really leaning on the family and friends that one has. And if not, thank God there are organizations like yourself, and there's outlets where people could go and tap into really help get them through the dark times.
Yes, we have with us the most courageous person discussing his battling of depression, social media star Mayor Kay, opening up about his struggle, his journey battling with depression. So, Mayor, let's talk about what it felt to you as a young kid finally walking into a therapist office and having to share. I mean, did you understand the benefit when you were so young? I'm not talking about now, looking back, thanking your parents for, going through this with you, getting you the right assistant, the right diagnosis, the right treatment. What was it for you as a young child? So any young people listening that maybe they're struggling with depression, that they will get that chizuk listening to you encourage them to go for treatment.
Well, at the time I was hesitant and I was fighting it. It took some time for me to get used to and to see, like, wow, sharing, opening up, talking about my feelings, talking about what I'm going through, seeing that someone cares, listening here. It really went a long way. The first therapist that I went to go see is actually a social worker, Dr. Stauber. He was an incredible, incredible man. And after I shared, I heard from other people who went to go see him, and they only had the highest regard for him. And it's something that I sort of took for granted because, I've gone to other therapists, and it's really a shidduch, right? So you got to find that right person that connects with you. And so that was really off from the get-go. So he was really great when it came to my first chapter with it. Actually, fast forward a bunch of years later, when I was in my early 20s, and I was battling depression again. I reached out to my parents, like, who's that guy that we went to, like back in when I was in Yeshiva Muncie? And we looked into it, and unfortunately by then he passed on. And I was really bummed. And I never reconnected with him. I thanked him at the time, but I don't know, from a young teenage perspective, you know, to come back as an adult and to really, you know, just to show up and see how much I've grown. And even though I've found myself in a depressed state, but, you know, it's all relative to where one finds himself in life. So he was really great. And throughout my career with different therapists, there were some great, ones that I connected with and did some great work with, and some others that took some time to realize that there was not, you know, a connection. But the number one thing is to give it time, to let it manifest, not run off by one or two times. And to also remember that a therapy session is not to make you feel good, right? A lot of the times I walk away from a therapy session and I don't feel great. At the same time, it feels good to put in the work. So the therapist is not there, I would say, to make you feel good and to, like, oh, feel chipper. You know, you go to a gym class for that. Or, you know, do some hobby. Therapy is work. And therapy is, you know, confronting what's going on internally. So that, you know, we can work on ourselves so we can be the best that we can be and show up for ourselves and for our family and friends.
You know, Mayor, you put out these funny, wonderful, inspiring videos. And I'm wondering, when you put this video out about you are not alone and sharing your own journey, your battle with depression, what were the responses to you, being that you're known as the funny, exciting social media star out there? How is it for you with, you know, just in general, the responses to you sharing such a serious topic suddenly? about yourself?
You know, the responses, to answer your question, were incredible. Beforehand, they came in, and they still come in until today. For those who come across, they're like, oh, I just came across your Mic Drop video where you talked about, you know, battling depression. People just are so many messages from all different platforms, from people from who are from the community, from people who are from around the world, some who don't even speak English. They reach out and they share their own story. They share stories about how they have friends or themselves or just how inspiring it was. And in the get-go, I was very afraid to go out and to share this, because my whole brand's happiness, positivity, you know, and essentially on the surface of it all, it seems like it's the total opposite, and it'll be career suicide, and it would just, you know, sort of taint the brand. And it was the best thing I could have done for myself, because, you know, part of the reason of looking good and trying to balance the two of having a certain front and keeping the rest, you know, underneath is totally where a lot of the two life splitting of lives, all this confusion lies. And that's where depression, that's where anxiety, a lot of this stuff could breed, where it does breed. So owning up and being full and being content and being happy and being okay with who I am, the journey that has gotten me to here, was the best thing I could have done. And I continue to do. So initially it was scary, but I thank God I stepped into it, had a great support system, especially around, I mean, of course, family and friends were amazing. In that particular, around that video, Rush Lowe was, excuse me, a friend of mine. She recommended me to speak to Rush Lowe, and we worked with Rush Lowe, and Rush helped me develop the, you know, my thoughts, put things on paper, and then I was never planning to actually share it on the public stage, to be honest. I wrote down my story, and it was therapeutic. It was therapeutic. There's something to say when people, even in general, if you don't have time to go to a therapist or between or whatnot, just to help, you know, with emotions and to get a clear head. The way our brains process information is very different from when we speak and from when we write. When we write down, it's a whole other language, which really helps a person, helps myself, I know, get clear on what I'm going through and just by writing it down. So I wrote it down. I felt better about myself, and it was great. And only after I went to see a few of my friends speak at a Mic Drop event did I realize the power of sharing on stage for the speaker, for myself, and for the people in the crowd. And so I just booked a ticket to the next event, and I shared. And yeah, the response and the support were beyond I could ever imagine.
Amazing. I know at MASK we got many, many, many phone calls that when people approached me about how MASK, we always talk about working towards reducing stigma, see the person, not the illness. And lots of people said, did you see Mayor Kay's new video on depression? I mean, it was definitely spoken about, and people thought that it was so courageous of you to be able to go out there, such a public person, and share. And that is true, true chesed for the people, because by you coming out there, you may be able to help even just one person that's battling with depression to have the energy, the courage to reach out and get help and not suffer alone. I do want to mention seasonal affective disorder. And that kind of depression will only be present on certain times of the year. Typically, patients, people struggle during the darker seasons of autumn and winter, and when there's, fewer sunlight hours. And that is a real thing as well, that people do get seasonal affective disorder, which falls under the umbrella of depression. So what is it you would like to say to our listeners before we run out of time about your true feelings of being so courageous, whatever it is you talk about? I mean, you have one that I just so thought was amazing, where you did the homeless parties. I mean, you've done amazing things, but to me what touches my heart most is you are not alone. And that video is because we fight every day at MASC. We started our 22nd year before Purim. Over 50,000 families have reached out to MASC and have gone through our programs, gotten referrals. And the truth is they are not alone. And we have WhatsApp groups, support groups with parents. We're a referral agency. We're in the schools. We do programs with the elementary schools and high schools. We're there to help the community work to reduce stigma. And I want to thank Mayor de Blasio and First Lady Shalane McRae for being out there helping MASC and New York City reduce stigma with Thrive New York. So, Mayor, what would you like to leave our listeners with, please?
I would say that, if there are these type of feelings, of sadness, depression, alone, anything that feels different, speak up. Once you shine a light on those emotions, it already is a massive step towards recovery, towards healing. So never hide it. From my own fears of thinking about how people may react, people are good, people are supportive, and that's the kind of support I got. So and all those types of fears are just a way for the exact feelings that you're feeling to only breed more and more. So really step up and reach out to a friend, to a family member, to MASC, and to truly understand that it's part of the human condition to feel in these times what you feel. And there's nothing wrong with you and nothing bad about this. And there are healthy ways to get through it. And there's so much love and light and positivity and happiness waiting and just waiting there to be discovered. And it's all there within you, really. So it just takes a little brushing off, maybe some removal of some dust, some dirt, and the diamond within, which is you, your essence, can shine forth again.
Well, thank you. I salute you. You're so brave, very inspiring, and I just want to wish you peace of mind, success in all you do. And I want to thank you for being on tonight. And I want to remind everybody that anyone that wants to reach Mayor Kay, you can call MASC, and we will make sure that we will get you to be able to be in touch with Mayor Kay, the famous social media star and someone that is so courageous for being on tonight as well with MASC. And MASC's number, confidential, of course, is 718-758-0400 for all referrals. And I want to wish everyone a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, hug tight. Thank you, and have a good night.
Are pharmacy prices making you sick? Moshe's Pharmacy at 4508 13th Avenue in Borough Park deals directly with drug manufacturers, bypassing middlemen to give you greatly discounted prices. Even those without insurance love Moshe's, as they're able to get you free trial drugs for 30 days on many prescriptions. Moshe's is the third largest pharmacy in the country that gets free trial medicine due to their relationships with the major drug companies. Moshe's provides an exceptionally personalized, friendly pharmacy experience that's sorely lacking in most chain pharmacies. Don't settle for less. Fast, free, no minimum delivery till midnight in Borough Park, Flatbush, Brooklyn, Staten Island, Manhattan, Queens, and the Five Towns. Moshe's Pharmacy is located at 4508 13th Avenue in Brooklyn. Call them at 718-686-9999. Again, that's 718-686-9999. 10% of all sales goes to support yeshivas, kolos, and local mosos. Stay tuned as Moshe's Pharmacy will soon be open 24 hours a day.
Did you ever consider hosting your own radio or television show? We can help you get on the air. Talkline Communications works with broadcasters as well as with TV and radio stations in New York and nationwide that lease time, all at competitive rates. We work with doctors, lawyers, and other professionals, as well as with ethnic broadcasters. For more information about hosting your own radio or TV show, please call 212-769-1925. 212-769-1925. And out of New York, call 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW. That's 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW.